Bliss to come up actually and just say a few words before she takes the plunge, so to speak. But just to say, it'd be helpful to say what baptism is briefly, wouldn't it, I think? Because it can look quite strange. And Liz was just saying to me actually how she remembers her baptism day. And I remember mine. And if you've been baptised, these sort of days are really special to look back on as a new phase in your journey of faith. And so, baptism. Here's a few words written by the Apostle Paul. He said, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. I always find it helpful to think of baptism as it's like a death. It's like this is like going into the ground, like being buried. Not really. We're not really dead. We're not really dying. No. Good. We don't want that to happen, do we? But it's a kind of a symbol of dying. Dying to our old way of life, a way of living just for ourselves, to please ourselves. It's also a way of dying to trying to think that we can actually please God, that we can do things that make God love us more or happier. We can't do that. It's dying to that, and it's being raised with Jesus to a new way of living, living for God and living to serve each other. And so that's what Phyllis is doing this morning. She's dying to her old way of life and saying, I'm going to live this new life that God has for me. In his love. So, Fliss, are you ready to come and say a few words? Yeah. Should we give Fliss a little round of applause?
Hello, everyone. thanks, Simon, for stepping in. It is quite good. People want to hear a little bit of a testimony about sort of how I came to start knowing who God was and who Jesus is. I grew up going to church, a C of E church, but I was quite young and didn't really sort of take away the meaning from that. So I think the thing I was looking forward to most was getting the Christingle orange with all like the fruits on it and like making something nice. I didn't take out any of the meaning of what it was to sort of know who God was or have a relationship with God as a person. And then sort of going to secondary school, I wasn't sort of like exposed to that necessarily there. And then it was only going to university that one of my friends I lived with her in my last year, and she is a Christian, and credit to her, after bombarding her with hundreds of thousands of questions and her patience, she sort of helped me have a better understanding of what Christians believe and why they believe things. So I didn't purposely set out to say, right, I want to know who God is. I think I was just sort of curious about what she believed. So we got to a certain point, and after a few months, we sort of then did some studies, reading through Luke, just to sort of see who is Jesus and know more about him. And then as I was sort of reading through that, there was some verses that just sort of really struck accord with me. So I think one of them, I think it's actually in Matthew's, the which of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life, and that is sort of something that I really resonate with, because I think I'm not really a person that gets stressed very easily, and that just sort of really jumped out. And it just sort of little moments like that, as we were sort of going through these little studies and things. And she asked me once, did you want to pray? And praying to me was sort of like a bit of an alien concept, really. I mean, I didn't really know what it involved or why people do it. And I think I felt it was sort of me, and then prayer is this sort of huge bubble that Christians sit inside and God's there, and it's all like nice and happy. So it took me a while to kind of understand what it meant to pray. And after sort of another few months, I sort of tried it out more, and now I feel it's sort of like a completely sort of surrounding thing. There's no bubble at all. There's no walls. There's nothing that sort of can keep God in, and you can pray to him like any time, anywhere. You don't have to sort of be sat on your bed in the evening. You can sort of be walking down the street. You can be brushing your teeth, whatever, and you can still pray to God. He's everywhere. And then I finished uni, and it was sort of like right decision time. I've either got to sort of carry on investigating who God is for myself, or just sort of let it go by the wayside, because my friend is not going to be here to hold my hand through it, and I need to make this decision. So I decided to sort of carry on investigating, really. and I'm extremely glad I did, because otherwise I wouldn't be sort of stood here today. So that wasn't like, some people have kind of like an instant conversion moment, but that wasn't the case for me. It was just over probably about a year. And coming to Alma, actually, I didn't know. I was in Bristol probably about 6 months, and I thought if I want to sort of continue to grow and know God more, I need to sort of find a church that will help support me in that. And literally, probably not the best thing to do was type into Google Maps Bristol churches. And then Alma was the first one I clicked on, and just walked in off the street one Sunday morning. And it was actually quite a commute to get here, because I lived about 3 miles outside of the city centre. So I had to walk 2.5 miles to get a bus and then come up to White Ladies Road. And I remember sort of Pearl was on Welcome, and Jonathan Mosley as well. And I got here at like 10 past 10, wanting to be prompt. And there was nobody here. in true Alma style. But Pearl and Jonathan, thank you for being very welcoming, because I think that is also a big part of what Alma is the amazing welcome people get and feeling like they belong. And I think sort of things that I've kind of learned or am learning since I finished university is the meaning of like what love is and how many different facets there are to that word, and how it sort of manifests itself in so many ways. And just the joy of it, just growing and living in that every day is something that, well, I was thinking of the verse, John 10:10, Jesus came so that we can have life to the full, and it's just so good to experience that every day. And if you know who Jesus is, it's really hard to explain how he has changed your life for the good, because God is so good. And yeah, you sort of delight in that, really. So that's where I am, and I want to thank everybody for how they know God and how they've helped me personally as well. So thank you. That's it.
Okay, so we're going to go into the baptism now. And I just want to add to that Phyllis, I mean, since I've been here, I've just seen how massively Phyllis is loved at this church, and actually how people find Phyllis to be a real inspiration in terms of how she approaches life and serving the church and faith. So it's a real privilege to be baptizing her today. So, should we head down? Is the handheld mic over there? We've got Andrew's going to come and help baptize. And if people... So the way we're going to do is, if people want to gather around, and watch. So if you'd like to share a scripture or say a prayer for Fliss or get a selfie, that's going to be your opportunity to do that. Oh, is it cold? Someone else do it. Are we on? Oh, we're on. Good. Also, my towel is next to John Proctor over there. Is it? Would you mind just bring it over here? Oh, Laura, you said it was going to be hot. Oh, it's very cold. Thanks. Okay, so we're just going to quickly go through these baptismal vows. And your job is to quickly respond, I do. And on this one, with the Lord's help, I will. Okay, so Fliss, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
With the Lord's help, I will.
Fantastic. Having heard your repentance and your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay where you are. So, don't go too far. We've got to pray for you. So, I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're just going to leave a few moments. And if you'd like to share anything or pray, please take the opportunity to do that. Father, thank you for Fliss. Thank you for this momentous day for her, for this step of faith. And we pray that you would fill her with your Spirit, Lord, and fill her with your love that compels us to love you and to love others as ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.